broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 202. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We turn to God and use the checks and balances put in place by the leaders of the freest country in the history of the world. I'm telling you right now, folks, we got a road to hoe. But we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. See, revolutions, if you go study history, don't turn out so well. It was an anomaly. It was a unique circumstance for America. Thank heavens it was successful. But revolutions are usually very bloody, abusive, hostile affairs that end up in either anarchy and or eventually tyranny. And they're not fun at all. And so I don't stand for a revolution, but I do stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the earth. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. There's a story put out by the Associated Press. Headline says, Wyoming approves cloud seeding, Kurt. It's by Bob Moen, M-O-E-N, Associated Press.
The whole state is doing this, huh?
Well, kind of. It says Cheyenne, Wyoming is the dateline, but then it says Wyoming will begin. They will start an active cloud seeding program in four different mountain ranges. I guess after its near decade-long research project, they say that the practice can help increase snowpack, which is the state's main source of water. Yeah, they got a $1.4 million goal to initiate the initial cloud seeding operation. And they're going to do it in the Bighorn, the Laramie, Madison. I don't know these mountain ranges very well. Madison, Bow, B-O-W, and the Sierra Madrid mountain ranges. And they say separately they appropriated another $650,000 for cloud seeding in the Wind River Mountains for next winter if other states in the Colorado River Basin chip in some money to help the cause too. Now, they say that this one senator was instrumental in getting money for the weather modification programs. We're trying to play catch-up, listen carefully, as a state in Wyoming. The mayor said, other states already have cloud seeding programs. We got a lot of work to get a handle on the science to find out what works, what doesn't work in weather modification. Now, cloud seeding, just so you know, consists of injecting, what do they call it, silver iodide into clouds from an aircraft, oftentimes, or from generators. On the ground, under the right conditions, the chemical can help water droplets fall. I guess Wyoming last year completed a $13 million research project that began back in 2005 to determine whether cloud seeding would increase the amount of snowpack in the Wind River Range and the Sierra Range in Wyoming. The research indicated that they say, hey, it'll be about a 15% increase. And just so you know, most of Wyoming's water supply comes from mountain snowfall. And some lawmakers opposed the starting of the cloud seeding program, saying that the state's moving too quickly. We don't have enough positive results. And now we're just going to go ahead and jump in. And, well, many of these folks are saying we need more analysis on the economic benefits and the pros and cons of cloud seeding. I guess that's going to draw down money on other state-funded water projects, and so they say it's a big concern. They say it'll take several years to implement the cloud seeding program, and they got to debate whether federal permits are needed. How much do you think the program will cost once it's implemented? That's still unknown. And they say we might want to increase the number of generators. They want to see neighboring states jump in and be part of the program as well. We're looking for partners, they say, here in the West. What do you think about all that, Kurt? You cool
well,
with cloud seeding?
I would do cloud seeding in a different way. Let me tell you. All right. So you've got this. What they spent? What was it? $15 million in a study to figure out basically how to get more water. I mean, as far as I can tell. Wouldn't it have been neat to hear the leader, maybe the governor there, that says, hey, you know, throughout history, according to scripture, when people have had droughts and need for water, famines, etc., if they've returned to God and, follow his commandments, put on sackcloth and ashes, if you will, pray and fast, etc., that has been the answer to, quote, cloud seeding, if you will, for, time and immemorial. I guess the problem here is, Sam, is you got that G word that, would get injected here,
I think it needs to be talked about here.
Really, what's amazing, not government, but God, we're talking about.
What's amazing to me is they want to spend all this money on the program, and they're like, we don't even know if it really works. We're going to get a handle on this weather modification stuff. And the question becomes, when you modify the weather, Kurt, what side effects are you going to eventually have?
Well, if you modify it the proper way, and I'm talking about, you pray to the God of heaven who's in control of the weather, and you make sure that, he's, I guess you could say, on your side.
Good point. What if you just try to build a Tower of Babel instead, Kurt? You just forget God, and I'm going to do it my way. I can control the weather better than God can. I'm going to, that idea. That's crazy.
Well, there's an instance in Scripture that talks about that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Isn't it a great example here, though, with a lot of the things we're doing these days? It seems like we're just trusting in the arm of flesh. And, I find that disaster. Kurt, in the long run, it's going to be disaster. All right. Well, anyway, Wyoming approves it. They say a bunch of other states have already approved it. Is Utah one of them, Kurt? Is your state one of them, ladies and gentlemen?
I'd be surprised if we hadn't. So many times the politicians just kind of got to get on the bandwagon and move forward with all these cool things.
What was it? Greg Miller wanted to basically put water troughs on the top of his buildings at his car dealership so that he could water his cars and recycle the water. And they said, no, you can't use our rain. So in that case, maybe that is the deal, Kurt.
Good point.
Yes. Government's just out of control. All right, we talked about this story before, but I still had it on my list because I think we need to drill into it a little bit more. Northwest. I'm not talking about weather. I'm talking about a baby, a little kid.
Yep.
Little kid's name is Northwest to be homeschooled. Mm-hmm. And I guess,
is the daughter of this guy named Kanye. K-A-N-Y-E, West. And I think this Kardashian lady's involved here.
Oh, yeah.
At least this little child... I think she has parents like most little children, at least that appear to love her. It's kind of an interesting name, Northwest. North is the name for a girl, but anyway, it's apparently at least my favorite part of the whole thing that I don't see brought up too much, is that they've decided to homeschool this little girl. And you'd think the Department of Family Services would be all over this, but
Kurt, they're special privileged people, bro. Wife just runs around half naked all the time and he's a rock star. What are you gonna do? They're in, buddy. Now if they try to talk about God in their homeschool, they're gonna be out fast though, buddy.
Well, I think they'll probably give them a special pass.
So as long as they homeschool to the New Age agenda, it's all cool.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, in this case, it's a very popular couple, you know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. And, you know, that according to the Inquisitor.com, Inquisitor, they say that they plan to homeschool this little girl named North. Yeah.
All right, well, and, good for them.
So that's cool.
At least there's somebody homeschooling. Somebody has the sense to... All right, good work. Back in seconds, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Reviews to Use talk station.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the yellow pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, News That Networks Refuse to Use. All right, Kurt, there's a physical ed story out that I thought you might be interested in. A year of workouts condensed. My Gretchen Reynolds, they say the big story in exercise in 2014 is what's called the super short workout. They say in one particularly useful study, scientists found out that, hey, you can do really small sessions of exercise, Kurt. They say three brief sessions of internal style exercise consisting of about 1 minute of brisk walking followed by another minute of strolling Well, they say if you repeat that 3 to 6 times, that can reduce the risk of diabetes to control blood sugar better than a continuous 30-plus minute walk. They say just as important, these short exercise bursts, they were more popular with the study's participants than the single longer walk would be. They also have the popularity of the 7-minute workout. And they say sometimes running as little as 5 minutes a day can have tremendous effects. Now, I guess people have developed a 1-minute workout with 30 seconds of hard exercise, leading to robust improvements, helping with overweight and volunteers, etc. They say there's a catch to these short workout sessions. They say the exertion was intense. And you got to have that big, hard exertion to make these short workouts worthwhile, they say. And many times you have to get out of your body's comfort zone and push it. But the good part is you don't have to do it for so long. And anyway, what do you think, Kurt?
Well, you know, I recommend, I guess you could say, just some good activity on an exercise basis, especially walking, great stuff to do. And you can typically do it, you know, almost anywhere. You know, you should be able to know what your body's telling you as you do it, whether it's a little bit, you know, too much or too little. By, you know, kind of seeing how you feel. So, you know, it is interesting. Everybody wants to get more done in less time. And so
yeah,
I guess
here's
that's
my
the
opinion.
Whole point of this. Yeah.
I don't deny that shorter exercise can be valuable. In other words, I don't think there's some magic like they always tell you. You got to have 60 minutes of brisk walking or 30 minutes of this or you got to do this and that. Look, any exercise is going to do your body good. Okay? And the more activity you have on a daily basis consistently, the better. And I think the big key here, Kurt, is consistency, personally. And I think that a lot of times when you overload your body, when you lift too much weight, when you run too hard, when you exercise too much or too hard or whatever, I don't think it's good for you. And I think there's moderation in all things. I'm not downing exercise. I think exercise is important. But what I'm telling you, I think, is, you know what? Walking and swimming are two of the best exercises I personally know of. And if you can walk and swim with consistency every day, you know what? I don't care if it's 5 minutes to 50 minutes or whatever. It's going to be good for you. But if you push it too hard or exercise too hard or too often or too much or continually try to push and break down your muscles, and eventually it's not good for your body. But I submit to you that God has intended for you to be active, to be involved. And it's amazing to me how we want to get out of vacuuming the floor. We want our self-propelled lawnmowers. We want all these things to make our lives cush. Got to put all the dishes in the dishwasher so I can sit down and eat and watch TV. And by the way, I went to the gym today, so it's all cool. See, I don't understand any of that. And so I'm submitting to you that you don't need to go to the gym or go somewhere and do this burst of crazy activity to be healthy. I'm convinced that just consistent day-to-day active life is the key. It doesn't have to be this super hard, crazy thing. It doesn't have to be this super long or super short thing. Okay, we always want to put our own man-made parameters around this. I'm just telling you that consistent exercise on a daily basis is good. And walking and swimming are two of the best exercises. Swimming, because it's really easy on the joints. Water provides a natural resistance that's not too hard on your body, your skeletal, you know, frame or your muscles or anything. Walking, because that's, you know, probably the simplest way God made it for you to exercise. You don't require any weights. You don't require any gym. You don't require anything to walk. You know, and so I'm convinced, Kurt, that stretching and walking in moderation but consistently is the answer. Now, you're pretty much a health expert, Kurt. Do you want to kind of respond to that? That's just my take.
Well, I think you're pretty much right on target. It's kind of like you said. It makes no sense to me to you know, for example, hire out your lawn work, your gardening, all that kind of stuff. Make sure somebody else walks your dog, and then you go to the gym. You know, I mean, why not do those activities yourself? Why not work in your garden? Why not work in your yard? walk your dog, do those kind of things and avoid the cost of the gym and all the cost of all those other services by simply doing them yourself.
But Kurt, how are you going to get everybody into the meat market, man, and have everybody lust after each other if they're not all in the gym taking off their clothes together? You know what I mean? Come on. What are you thinking?
I guess you got a point.
See, and I'm not trying to be rude, and I don't mean to just mock this stuff, but I'm saying that's kind of what we've turned into, right? Everything is about looks.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me to, for example, like yesterday I had a couple of sprinkler heads that needed some work, you know. So I got to dig holes, and I got to, you know, get the right tools, and I got to put them together, and I get, you know, so I know I could have hired that job done. I guess, and then I would have gone to the gym so I could get some exercise. Maybe I would have gone to the tanning salon to get a little bit of sun. But, you know, why not do it yourself?
It's good to learn to do things. It's good to save money. Yeah. But the reason I say what I do about exercise is, look, why do we need it to go 5 minutes? You got to have your heart rate above a certain level. You got to do this. You got to do that. You think God really intended for you to take care of your body by following all kinds of latest man-made, always learning, never coming to the truth knowledge on the subject? Or do you think God just intended you to be active and to wear your life out in the service of your children and your spouse and your God and your fellow man and just do the best you can and anxiously engage yourself in a good cause all the day long? And I'm just telling you, when you do that, I don't think you're going to have a big problem. And I don't believe in, like, these body mass indexes and, you know, you got to be a certain weight, you got to this, you got to that. Now, I'm not saying that it's not good to make sure you're not too heavy or whatever, but I'm just saying we always want to have this, quote, perfect scenario that man comes up with. And I think it's bogus. What we ought to be more interested in is how to serve our God and how to take care of one another and how to do the right things all the day long. And you know what? A lot of the rest will take care of itself. But it's interesting to me when men and women go to the gym, it becomes kind of a show and tell. It becomes kind of a... you look in the mirror, you look at each other, it just seems crazy. And I don't think it's really good for relationships, you know. I'll give you an example. Hey, I don't have time for you this morning, honey. I got to go to the gym. So I, leave my wife with all the kids and go to the gym. I'm going to be healthy, have a hard, sexy body, though. See, wouldn't I be much better off going on a wife, holding my wife's hand, or going on a walk, I'm sorry, holding my wife's hand? Or mowing the neighbor's lawn and providing service, or the list can just go on and on. But you see my point. One promotes a selfish interest. The other one promotes relationships and service. And maybe, you know, I know that people could argue with me on this, but I'm just telling you, it seems to me that exercise doesn't need to be so, quote, regimented. If you don't do this, you're not getting the health benefits you could possibly get. And if you're that, and you got it, and pretty soon they'll be, by golly, those short workouts that we talked about in the early, 2000s or whatever, the bogus. Don't do them. You got to have that. And then, in 2025, we'll be on a whole new bandwagon of always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth kind of stuff. It's amazing. All right, the romance with Rand Paul's gone. Details in seconds. Sam and Kurt, news that I refuse to use always on your radio. Hang tight. Sam and Kurt. LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Looks like the romance with Rand Paul, it's gone, Kurt. I guess Rand's starting to take off the gloves and they don't like it, huh?
Well, what you've got here is you've got, you know, when you go to Google and you search Rand Paul, then you're going to find some, friendly media. Not too many, but you're going to find some. And then you're going to find some that, they're certainly wanting to take him out. And that's what this story's about, you know. In other words, they're saying, hey, you know, never mind, give up on the guy, etc. And yet, it's interesting. Other stories are like, hey, man, look at that guy. He just did this. He's standing against the world. You know, it just all depends on who control. You know, as you always say, he who owns the media makes the rules, right?
What do you think it all means? Do you think there's going to be a greater and greater hostility between Rand, or do you think there's going to be an olive branch? What do you think is going to happen?
I see, you know, at least in my opinion, he's certainly not going to be the insider's choice. You know, they'll let him pretty much hang in the wind or flutter out there and do all these things and, you know, kind of in a similar fashion to the way Ron Paul was treated. But when the big time comes, you know, for the big votes in 2016 and, you know, the things that really matter, then he will not be given any olive branch, at least in my opinion. He'll be given the whipping boy treatment.
The hostility, you know? Treatment, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, what especially when Rand Paul talks about the bogus terrorist threat in America, then I think as long as he controls that narrative, the mainstream Republicans are going to hate him, the military-industrial complex is going to hate him, and, you know, that's a pretty big foe to fight there, Kurt. You got David and Goliath going on there, Rand being a David in this case, huh?
Well, that's right, and, I'm not telling you he's perfect, but as that article points out, in many ways, he's almost, if not the only guy, lonely when it comes to
I hear that.
The Senate, you know.
Well, you even saw Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and everybody else kind of take a silent stance a little bit, you know, which
well,
was surprising.
Well, at least if they've been talking, we haven't really heard much about it.
Well, that's my point. I mean, maybe they have, but if we don't know about it, that doesn't, you know, Now, Rand Paul, though, look, he's got some issues, folks. And I've mentioned them before, okay? And I mentioned them because I want to be fair in my reporting. I don't mention them because I want to attack Rand Paul or anybody else. I do my best to do the who, what, when, where, why. I do my best to focus on, you know, what's right. I do my best to focus on the principles and to educate towards that reality. However, even if Rand Paul has his faults, Kurt, like everybody does, the fact is there's nobody that I know at all, period, bar none, on the national stage that's better than a Rand Paul. Now, a lot of people would say, well, Sam Rand, he's no Ron. Well, you're right about that, too. I'm not going to argue with you. But I'm also still going to triple down and say he's the best candidate we've got by far. And you know what? There's nobody even close to a Rand Paul in terms of the principles, the history, the examples, the standing up, the all the above, Kurt. There is nobody better on the national stage. And I've considered Scott Walker, and I've considered all these different people. They don't hold a candle to Rand Paul, Kurt. They just don't, for reals. And so we need to be very, again, I don't want to cover up anybody's mistakes. At the same time, I never want to give people the impression that I'm down on Rand Paul or that I think that, you know, he's awful or whatever, because I don't think that. And I want to make it very clear that, you know, we got to be smart about what our options really are and stuff, you know. And right now we got Rand Paul as the only option that I see that's even viable, Kurt. I don't know how to respond to this, but I guess we're having a big, kind of a new orgy, huh, Kurt?
Well, the New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, has this piece, headline, "Wheelchair Can Become Just a Big Sex Toy, Toronto to Host Massive Orgy for Disabled People." David Harding's the author. There's a lady, she's an advocate, she says, for the disability folks. She came up with this idea for this orgy and said that people who look down on the event are just subconsciously hating the fact that people in wheelchairs are having great sex, she says. I guess they've got night where they've,
I'm not at all unhappy that they might be able to have appropriate sex lives, Kurt. I would just personally like it to be within the bounds the Lord has set, Kurt.
Well, I thought you might bring up that old, you know.
That's just me. It's all me.
Yeah, they, you know, they call it the Deliciously Disabled Sex Night will take place in a theater in the Canadian city. The capacity for the evening is 125. You know, I mean, he might suggest there might be some lightning going on that night in this particular area. But they say it's open to disabled and able-bodied people. Costs $20 to be part of it. You know, they say you got space for 20 wheelchairs. They're going to have an interpreter for the deaf. The orgy is the X-rated idea of this one consultant lady. She says she thought of an orgy after becoming increasingly fed up with people assuming there must be something wrong with her libido just because she's in a wheelchair, as she has spinal muscular
atrophy. Now, here's my response to this, Kurt. I don't know why people would be even discussing her libido with her, okay? And what I think that if she's married and, you know, within the bounds the Lord has set, sexual relations are appropriate between a husband and a wife. And then, you know, if she's with her husband and stuff like that, I'm sure that if she's got plenty of libido, he'll be plenty happy. And so I guess what I'm saying is I just don't think this is a public discussion situation. And this idea that we're just going to basically have paid sex publicly promoted between perfect strangers, all in the name of, quote, letting the disability community or disabled community have a great sex time or whatever. All I'm telling you is I don't even get the discussion point, Kurt. But it just shows that we've taken perversion to, what, a new low?
Well, one of the key things I wanted to bring up is that the NY Daily News, you know, they don't have a place to put that in the story that, God has these Ten Commandments, and one of them is, thou shalt not commit adultery, right, Sam?
Anything like unto it, which would be fornication.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I don't understand,
you know,
though,
those
Kurt,
are his top ten that are, you know, they're not able to fit them in the story. And then we're going to talk about Wyoming having the cloud seed, and we're going to talk about, disaster from sea to shining sea, and nobody seems to add it together, right?
I agree with that completely. But here's what I'm saying. Just because I think this is an inappropriate discussion to have in public, just because I'm not really interested in discussing this woman's libido, just because, now she would say that I'm like a disability phobic or something like that, or that I can't, or I don't want disabled people to enjoy sex or what, she'd make all these allegations. Then she'd find out that I'm a blind person, Kurt. And then she'd have another thing coming, because I know a little bit about disabilities, and I know a little bit about these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, you don't, under the cloak of disabilities, violate the laws of God, okay? Now, disabled people can have appropriate sex lives with their spouse, and I'm all for it. In fact, I happen to be one of them. And all I'm telling you is I got 8 children. If that doesn't say enough, appropriately, then I don't know what does. What I'm telling you is I'm not against, sexual interaction between a husband and wife and disabled people. In fact, my father-in-law was in a wheelchair. Now he's passed away, but I think they had an okay sex life. They had 6 children. I married one of their daughters, Kurt. So all I'm telling you is I know a little bit about this. I'm telling you, it's not a place for the public forum. It's not a place to spend money to violate God's laws and fornicate and commit adultery and all these different things. It's not a situation where we need to question her libido. And okay, this stuff is just off the charts, nuts. So I'm not afraid of these discussions. I'm not at all suggesting that disabled people shouldn't have a full life, but I don't think it's all just about sex, though. A full life is about companionship and sex and love and family and all the different things that life has to offer. And it seems to me that these people are just, when you violate the commandments of God, Kurt, you just turn into kind of an animalistic type person. And that's what this is, a bunch of animals all under the guise of disabilities, finding a way to pay and have sex together. It's a disgrace, Kurt, is what it is. All right.
Amen to that, Sam. Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about it. It's just so whacked out that I have a hard time even kind of responding to it, if you want to be honest with you. The 4 allergy myths you thought were true but are not. We'll talk about that in seconds. We'll also talk about our buddy Scott Walker. He's doing some pretty good stuff. Maybe we can have a Rand Paul Scott Walker ticket, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about the four allergy myths. People think that allergy things are true, but they're not, I guess, huh, Kurt?
Well, you know, Sam, I saw this piece and I thought, well, it's worth talking about. It's from the independent.co.uk. And, you know, I just remember with our first child, hey, you know, everybody said that kid, you know, he's allergic to cats. He would hold a cat and they'd just get all swelled up, you know. And, you know, then later you kind of changed his diet, added some special foods to that. And heck, the kid could hold cats. So, you know, that allergy, you know, so-called allergy that he had, just kind of went away. And so many times I think ideas that we're told, hey, you know, for example, you can't use, gold and silver. You got to use paper money.
I think you should just exercise super hard for like 1 second. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it seems like, oh, we've got all these things. Now, there are a lot of people, Sam, that come by and pick up the raw honey because they've been told by the media that they need some local raw honey, you know, because it has, it has these, what do they call them? Pollens in there that if they use them, kind of like you do with, the guys who tell you that you got to get all these shots because it gives you a little bit of the disease, you know, and then you kind of get immune to it that way. But I try to remind folks that ask me about that, even though I'm not sure they all listen, that you ought to just think of replacing the sugar in your diet and the corn syrup with the things that God has made for you to eat that are sweet.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Krause is coming out with a Mountain Dew that uses honey pretty soon. So stay tuned for that.
Well, I think I would love to do that, but I don't really have it on the list.
Man,
I think we do have Mountain Dew.
I'm disappointed.
It's called Mountain D-O with an apostrophe, and that is, or excuse me, an exclamation point, and that is cold water. It comes out of the mountain.
Yeah.
Dew that water.
You know? All right, what are the four myths, Kurt?
Well, you know, they say, will relaxing hygiene reverse the trend in allergies? Are synthetic chemicals linked to rising allergies? They've got lots
but
of
see, I don't think that's a myth. I do think synthetic chemicals do interfere with allergies and cause allergies.
Well, these are, it just kind of, for example, here's one. Do fewer childhood infections mean more allergies? They say no, although a link between allergies and microbes is largely accepted.
And do they ask about allergies and vaccines, Kurt?
You know, Sam, I think
allergies
they forgot
and, allergies
about
and
that
big pharma
here.
Medications, Kurt?
But in my opinion, for example, are allergies up because of modern obsessions with cleanliness? They say no.
Yeah, everybody's just obsessed with cleanliness, Kurt. Don't you think when you look around?
Relaxing hygiene reverse the trend in allergies. You know, anyway, bottom line, at least to me, is they know. They don't know why, Sam. I mean,
Kurt also wants to know if sugar's toxic, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the headline from the NYTimes.com is sugar toxic? And I believe that if you do your studies, you're not going to put it in the health food category.
I'm going to challenge everybody on this.
Yeah.
Here's the challenge. Depends on what kind of sugar, folks. Okay, because your body runs on sugar, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you know.
It's just like when they say...
Hold on. Your body runs on sugar, Kurt. Now, the question now becomes the source of the sugar, right?
Well, or the definition of sugar. You know, see, that's what
they
always want to cloud the issues, you know, like when we talk about money. You know, the founders, you know, had an idea of honest money, you know, and yet we've got guys who, hey, they want to twist it around and say it's, hey, you know, it's dots and dashes.
Great point.
And, you know, this whole sugar idea, was intended by God. There was sweet things in vegetables and fruits and different things that were already there, including these little bees all over the planet that make what I call godly candy, if you will. And yet, you know, somehow, you know, we got to avoid that.
I'm going to just say a general statement and see if this is accurate, Kurt. The more natural God created the sugar, the less toxic it is. The more man-made, more processed, more manipulated, more chemicals involved the sugar, the more toxic it is. It's that simple, right?
Well, it's a great point. In the piece from the New York Times, boys, they quote a guy named Robert Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G, and he says, in his view, sugar should be thought of, like cigarettes and alcohol, as something that's killing us. But, you know, it's just bottom line, you know, instead of just focusing on the things to avoid, focus on all the good things that you can put in your life, in my opinion. And most of the time, the bad will be largely eliminated because you'll have so much time working on all the good.
Well, you got that right. As soon as Kurt makes me that good Mountain Dew, I'm ready to go. All right. There's two people in the news that we need to talk about. Rand Paul's one of them. I guess he's taking on the GOP, not only over the military-industrial complex, Kurt, but also I guess he's talking about secrets too, right?
Well, you know how government is always for transparency, Sam. I mean, you know,
when
it comes to anything, I mean, you know, they're all for transparency. And in this, the DailyBeast.com article, the headline reads, Rand Paul battles the GOP over 9/11 secrets. I guess, there's these 28 classified pages that have been in some congressional report that we're not supposed to talk about or know anything about. But back in 2003, 46 senators signed a letter urging President George W. Bush to declassify these redacted pages in this joint congressional inquiry. Now, Senator Bob Graham, he's the former Florida senator, by the way, and one-time chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, Senate and intelligence, but anyway, he has said the pages point a very strong finger at Saudi Arabia as being the principal financier of the 2001 attack.
Yeah, but that's only if you want the truth, Kurt. Ron Paul mentioned this like days after the event. We've talked about this forever. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that it's being reiterated because it needs to be. My point, though, is these people aren't going to listen.
Yep.
But it's worth pointing out, and Rand's right.
They say of these 46 senators who originally called for it, there's only 12 remaining in the Senate. I wonder, you know, if that has anything to do with that. You know, the big boys at Saudi Arabia, they fund their competition, et cetera. But the bottom line is, you know, Rand Paul is trying to get the, truth out here. Now, you know, some folks say, well, it's just kind of like going after windmills with a, you know, your sword or something. It's kind of silly. But, you know, like the one person says, I know that it's not unusual for members of Congress to use amendments to raise the profile of issues, to have a platform. I'm glad that a very outspoken member of the Senate has taken it on. He's raised its profile quite a bit. You can't deny that. So, bottom line is, you know.
And that's why, again, by far, he's the best candidate for president. He's the best one we've got there by far. Mike Lee does a lot of good, but he capitulates on a lot of things. Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and some of these others, you think they're great, but where are they? When we need to give support to Rand Paul and some of these things, I just, you know, maybe behind the scenes they're really working hard, but man, it's so behind the scenes that I don't even know about it. And I'm the guy that digs and looks for it, you know. So Rand stands alone, folks. He's not Ron, I agree, but he's becoming more Ron every day. What I mean is he's taking on a lot of good issues, and, you know, a lot of times it may be just different strategy. Rand might say, hey, Dad, if you go bullheaded like you do, you never get anything done. I'm going to try this way. And, you know, but I believe he's genuine in his heart, and I believe he does a lot of good, and I believe he makes a lot of difference. And I'm just telling you, this is another example. You just can't let these things die. Now, I wish Rand Paul would speak up for this one gal that we just talked about, too. Right, Miss Carrie?
Yep, that'd you know, be a great
I wish you'd stand up on that one, too, because that one you could take to the bank, folks. What on earth happened there?
He sure ought to have a lot of, you know, Black Lives Matter people on his side for that, you know?
Nah, but it'll be kind of like the abortionist, Kurt. Hey, man, you know, we're pro-woman's choice, but what about all the dead, murdered babies? Where are all the women's rights people? Where are all the mothers that care kind of standing up idea? I'm just telling you, it's interesting how they remain silent. Or, hey, you know, you get this sex thing coming out. What was that sex film? 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. Where's all the women that are against abuse of women going on? Well, they're strangely silent. In fact, they're signing up to be abused and stuff. It's just crazy. Just crazy stuff going on everywhere. All right, now, Scott Walker.
Well, they say Scott Walker has, tapped into the homeschool crowd, Sam. They say he's got a lot of homeschoolers that are willing to support him, and he's been pro-homeschooling, you know, for
quite
some time.
Maybe Northwest and Kanye West are supporting Scott Walker.
So, you know, at least that's one thing in his favor there, I guess you could say.
Well, I would support a Rand Paul Scott Walker ticket. Maybe they can just work it out, solve it. Have double the support and double the money instantly, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we can hope for the stars, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Please go to LibertyRoundTable.com and click on Help Us Grow and Donate. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundTable.com for live and on-demand radio for our talk show. If you want to see all the talk shows syndicated by the company that I own, Liberty News Radio, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out today. You want to turn your phone into a radio? 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure.